Amos chapter 10, Mishnah 5. So Amru Loiv, they said to a man, Mesa Ishtecha, your wife has died. So then Venasa Achosa Me'avia, he then goes and he marries her sister, her half sister. So they've got the same father but different mothers. Right? He goes and marries her half sister because his wife's died. Mesa, then his second wife dies. Venasa Achosa Me.
The half sister now dies.
The half sister now dies. So then Nasa Achosa Me'ima. So he goes and he marries her half sister from her mother's side, right? So you'll appreciate one and two are half sisters, two and three are half sisters, but one and three are no relations at all. Mesa, she dies, number three dies. Venasa chosa ma'avia, so he marries her half sister, number four, from her father's side.
Sure.
Mesa, then she dies. Venasa chosa ma'ima, so he marries her half sister from her mother's side. So each pair, like one and two are half sisters, two and three are half sisters, three and four are half sisters, four and five are half sisters, but the alternate ones are no relation. One is no relation to three, no relation to five, two is no relation to four. Okay? Then, v'nimtsu kulan kayamos, then he finds out, actually, that they're all still alive.
Oh my goodness.
Okay? Yeah, so he finds out they're all still alive. So, muta barishoina b'shlishis v'chamishis. So, one, three, and five, he can stay married to them. They were no relation to him, to each other, sorry. And so he's married three arbitrary women. Absolutely no relation. That's fine, according to Torah, right? But Baturis Tzara saying, and if he died, and someone did Yavama with one, three, or five, so the other two, let's say someone did Yavama with one, so three and five would be able to go free, because they proper co-wives. They would be proper co-wives of his. Va'asa b'shne b'revis, and he would be forbidden to marry two and four. Why? Because at the time he married two, one was still alive, and so he actually married a half-sister of his wife. All right? Same with four. At the time he married four, he was actually legally married to three, so he married the half-sister of one of his wives, number three. So two and four are forbidden to him because they half-sisters of his existing wives. And if someone did Yibum with two and four, so he hasn't done anything because they're not wives of his. Right? Yibum with two and four, if he died, would be considered gornished. So now what happens is, they find out, he goes through this whole rigmarole, and then they find out that Taka one did die. When he married two, one actually was in fact dead. But then 3, 4, and 5, it's the same. They all come back, you know, that he finds out they're still alive afterwards. So his marriage to 2 was valid, because 1 was dead. His marriage to 3 was invalid. His marriage to 4 is valid again, because at the time he married 4, you know, 4 isn't any relation to 2, right? And his marriage to 3 is invalid. So 2 and 4 now are valid marriages. 3 and 5 are invalid marriages. You got that? So muta b'shnia v'revi says muta to two and four. Those are permitted. Tourists are the same, and if he dies and someone does yibum with two or four, the other one of two and four goes free. V'asa b'shlishit v'chamishit, and he's forbidden to three and five, because at the time he married three, she was half sister of his legally valid wife number two, and you can't marry. And if someone did yibum with three or five, so that would be nothing, because three and five are not his wife.